From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
My brother-in-law was deported by U.S. Immigration last week because he was working in the U.S. on a tourist visa. My brother-in-law worked in a restaurant. It was hot, hard work. He was on his feet 8 hours a day over a hot grill. He made $10 an hour, which was much better than the 65 cents an hour he earned back home. For him, this was the path to prosperity. The view that illegal immigrants are taking jobs from Joe Sixpack, who has been laid off from his job in a manufacturing plant, is just wrong. Joe Sixpack did not lose his job to illegal immigrants. He lost his job to overseas production in China or India. The jobs that immigrants take are jobs that non-immigrants don't want. The work is too hard. The pay is too low. My view of immigration was shaped when I visited my company's plant in a small southwest Texas town about 40 miles from the Mexican border. In this part of Texas, there is nothing but cactus, mesquite trees, and rattlesnakes. Yet illegal immigrants from Mexico camped in the fields near town on their way to San Antonio, another 80 miles away. In summer, the temperature during the day reaches 110 degrees. They do not have sophisticated camping gear. They carry their belongings in plastic bags. They risk their lives for a better way of life. The risk of deportation pales in comparison to the risk of death. When I learned that illegal immigrants were risking their lives for a better way of life, I realized that we could not stop them. We can build a fence that will cost us billions. We can threaten them all with arrest, 12 million of them, at a much higher cost. But we cannot stop them. We can learn to accommodate them. We can try to help the countries from which these immigrants come build a stronger economy, but we cannot stop them. With a perspective, I'm Scott Rickman.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.